The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, May 26, 2020. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Tuesday, that can mean only one thing. Dwayne Long is here to join us. Dwayne, we had a day of sunlight. It's back to overcast. We had one day of spring. How goes it?
It's looking pretty sunny here in Columbus. And we have the air conditioning on. So that tells me it's the right time of year.
What would it be on a Tuesday if we did not have a commitment to talk about? We are going to break down Dwayne's too deep for the defensive line, but we would be remiss if we did not discuss yesterday's commitment. Denzel Burke, officially listed as an athlete from Saguaro, Scottsdale, and Arizona, a very impressive player who's going to play defensive back for Ohio State. What did you think of the addition of Burke? Kind of a name we hadn't been discussing, caught steam and was in very quickly.
Dan, you just got to look at this guy's film. You know, we've been talking about his measurables at, I don't know where it occurred at, some camp or combine. A 4.72. I just got to go look at the film. And I see a kid that's just, the thing that I love the most about him was there isn't a great deal of film of him covering. For some reason, they put it together. A lot of offense. And they got him playing at the line of scrimmage. And this guy is just outstanding. You know, you'll see some cornerbacks. They're trying to just turn that play in, hope a linebacker or end shows up and makes a tackle. This kid attacks. He goes at a back coming at him like, man, I'm going to mess you up. And good tackler. And I just like the football player. I see why the coaching staff's excited about him. You know, you can go out there and get these guys that are running great times, and I love it. But I am a firm believer in football speed, and the kid, when he's on offense, you don't see him getting run down after making a catch. He's a good receiver, too. Reminds me of K.J. Hill. I just think it's one of those guys, you just go out and get a good football player. And I believe that, you know, he's already 6 feet tall. Throw him if he's not a corner guy, and speed is. Let's not discount the importance of football of speed. But like I said, I'm a believer in football speed, and you know, with helmet and shoulder pads on, some guys slow down. Let's say if he's just not suited for that, I see in him a kid that could be a really good safety. So good ball skills. So I know that some are going to be a little frustrated at this, but I say let's see what happens with this kid.
Had an impressive offer list, pretty much every West Coast school. And like you said, he can run. Mountain Region recruiting analyst Blair Angulo compares him to former Oregon defensive back Byron Murphy. All right, let's get to the topic at hand for today. Dwayne's defensive line too deep. We've done the offensive line. We've done quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs, tight ends. We've now flipped to defense, starting with a defensive line. Obviously, this is a spot where Ohio State has had some success. You look at the recent lineage at defensive end, and it is nothing short of spectacular. Every accountant in the world wants an Ohio State defensive end as a client. Let's go defensive end, defensive tackle, defensive end, and then the second line after that.
All right, let's start with rush in. I think it's the one that nobody's going to – be shocked at is we're going to see Zach Harrison at rush end. You know, we always thought he'd grow into a defensive end. Well, that was assuming that he was going to get bigger and he was going to slow down. If you look at last year's film, that didn't happen. And he did play a lot on at the rush end on the right side. So he's going to be the starter. There's no question. You want that guy. You put your elite pass rusher at that spot, and he's going to be the guy. So Zach Harrison will be the starter. And we've seen Javonte Jean-Baptiste on the left side at the strong side. But I just got – he's got that athleticism that you're looking for. And I think you'll see him more on the right side behind Zach Harrison. He'll play a lot. Those two, I think it's going to be a dynamic duo out there. I really am happy to think about those guys together and, you know, shuttling in and out, making sure they're both fresh for the whole game. Yeah, that could be a dynamic duo. Moving down to tackle, I mean, you've got numbers still. The staff did a great job of stacking linemen tackles for a while, and that had always been the thing that we're always looked like we were, who's going to play tackle? Well, not anymore, and it looks like we're keeping up with that. Tommy Togiai is going to be a starter. I think he's going to be on the field most of the time. I the one thing that he reminds me of Nick Bosa with is his production versus how much he's actually on the field is impressive. So I think he's going to be a starter. Who's going to back him up? Here's something that if you look back at film from last year, you may be surprised to see is Antoine Jackson played a bit at defensive tackle more than you'd think he did. He just, you know, nothing he did stood out, but he was on the field. So the staff felt like he was doing a really good job in there. I don't think we have that Hamilton this year. You know, I've been a big fan of Hamilton. I talked about this guy for years, and that was backed up by where he went in the draft. He was excellent. He was a nose tackle size guy. I don't think we got one of those this year. We got some really good football players. So I think it's going to be Togiai, and when he is off the field, you'll see Antoine Jackson. On the other side, we're going to see just Taron Vincent and Haskell Garrett. Those guys are going to be a dynamic duo inside. Both really quick guys. I like how they use their hands when I've watched them up close in the past. Good football players. I think overall, I don't think we're going to have a Hamilton like we had last year. You know, and Robert Lander is a good football player. But we may have a better rotation this year with these guys. Giving up a little bit of size, but I think we've got some really athletic big guys in there with Togiai, Taron Vincent, and Haskell Garrett.
We're going to take a quick break and come back, figure out who the bookend pass rusher is.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that is safe, secure, and easy to use. There are some early college football futures that we're eyeing because of the great advice from our Cover 3 guys. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/247 and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we're back. Dwayne, you've set up the first three spots, giving us a sense of who's going to start at one end and the interior rotation, which I agree, though there's no standout like Devon Hamilton, kind of the mainstay in there. Rotation-wise, they may have a little more oomph, some depth, maybe some youth, and maybe a little bit more quickness. Who do you believe will be the other end opposite Zach Harrison? You've still got some great names out there. Tyreek Smith, Jonathan Cooper, Tyler Friday. It's certainly not a depth issue.
Yeah, I think you're going to see Cooper. He's going to be given the benefit of the doubt as a starter. But look at that, like you said, Tyreek Smith, if the kid can stay healthy, he's just, you notice him. He's getting off blocks. He's getting in the backfield and he's running hard. I love how hard he plays. If he can stay healthy, you know, we may have, we're going to see Cooper. He's a veteran, and he's going to be in there. But Smith is going to play a lot of football for us. And then you've got Tyler Friday. He's another one of those guys that when he's in there, you notice him. He's another one of those kids that flashes so much. How much production has he had? You know, not just tackles or sacks. Defensive linemen, a lot of theirs is how, you know, covering the hole, causing penetration, standing up their guy. There's just so many things. Turning it at the ends, you're turning the play in, flushing a back. Those are the things that you're looking at that just don't show up in the stat sheet, but they're important. And that's where you see a guy like Tyler Friday. He just gets things done. He's a strong player. I really like him. He's going to help us in the future too. He's just going to be a junior. He'll be around for a senior year probably, unless he just goes nuts this year. We keep hearing about Noah Potter. So I'm throwing that name out there just because whenever you ask, you know, what's going on, who's standing out, Noah Potter's name keeps continually popping up. So I think that there's a chance we'll see a good bit of Noah Potter this year, and he might surprise. So, you know, and with Larry Johnson, you're going to see some rotation because there's going to be times on 3rd and 15, you're probably going to see Zach Harrison on one side and Jean Baptiste on the other, you know, just to get speed in there, maybe slide a guy like Tyler Friday down who's and Tyreek Smith's a good sized guy, you know, not necessarily stand up against the run on 3rd and 2, but on 3rd and 15, you probably want, I wouldn't be surprised if that's 4 that you see in there more often than not. So we're blessed with a great defensive line right now. And we have been for years, and we're continuing to stack those kind of elite players. And I believe this for as long as I've been watching football. You win championships on the defensive line and with quarterback, and we're in good shape here.
You answered my last question there. I was going to ask you what would be your ideal rushman package, but I think you nailed it there. Harrison might even slide inside with Jean Baptiste. You could have Friday inside. You could have Cooper or Tyreek Smith on the edge. So the rushman package, which has always been super impressive here when they've gone to it, should be something they can rely on. Once again, it also helps to have the best position coach in football running the show. We appreciate Dwayne stopping by. Have a good one, Buckbetters.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.